This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. The United States says it's planning new sanctions against Turkey's economy if Ankara's incursion into northeastern Syria goes too far. As AP's Ed Donahue reports, Turkey's President Erdogan remains defiant.
In Turkey, President Erdogan says he told President Trump and others, if you're going to stop this, stop it. But they haven't stopped it, so they will take matters into their own hands. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says the U.S. is disappointed in Turkey moving in after U.S. forces moved out of northern Syria.
To be clear, we are not abandoning our Kurdish partner forces, and U.S. troops remain with them in other parts of Syria.
Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says there could be powerful new U.S. sanctions against Turkey.
There are no sanctions at this time, but this will be the broadest executive authorities delegated to us.
Mnuchin says if Turkey goes too far, the U.S. will shut down its economy. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And on Friday, officials said three artillery shells landed in an area where U.S. troops were stationed, but no one was injured. President Donald Trump says the United States and China have agreed to the first phase of a trade deal that would end a 15-month-old trade war. The deal averts a 5% increase on $250 billion worth of Chinese goods that was set to go into effect next week. The president said the U.S. relationship with China has never been better.
I think they're great. I think the relationship in certain ways may be better than it's ever been. We've been through a very tough negotiation. There's never been a negotiation like this.
Another round of tariff increases scheduled for December is still on the table. The 15-month-old trade war between the world's two largest economies has roiled financial markets, stalled worldwide growth, and disrupted manufacturing. This is VOA News.